Mike Tirico praised for Olympics monologue celebrating how sports brings our country together. By Dylan Gwynn on February 22, 2026. NBC Sports broadcaster Mike Tirico drew near universal praise online for closing out his portion of the Olympics broadcast with a stirring message about the unifying power of sports. Tirico's timing couldn't have been better. Seizing upon the moments following Team USA's thrilling victory over the Canadians to talk about the power of sports to bridge divides and give the country something to rally behind. So, 1960, just outside of Lake Tahoe, California, and 1980 in Lake Placid, New York, is in North America, in the United States, where the U.S. won those gold medals, Tirico said. And because of a drought that almost lasted a half century, those teams are revered. They are held onto forever. And what happened today doesn't take away from the greatness of those teams or the meaning that those teams have in U.S. hockey. But what you saw today was the build of a generation. Inspired perhaps by that team that lost in 2010 in Vancouver to the Sidney Crosby Golden Goal in overtime. Or the team where TJ Oshie had all those shootout goals in 2014. That's when these guys were doing what you're doing, watching on TV, and they were young, and they were living the dream. So, for all the young people out there, not just the hockey, but all the Olympics you've watched, those dreams are formed now. Go chase them and get them, because our country loves sports, and they bring us together like nothing else. And if you didn't know that, and if you haven't been watching the last 2 weeks, you saw it in Team USA hockey winning the gold over their arch rival Canada here in Milan to wrap up these 25th Olympic Winter Games. The Hughes brothers, Tirico continued. We know family is so much a part of your lives in sports. The Hughes brothers grew up as kids with a dream. The trio have all become first-round picks in the National Hockey League. And the two oldest got to live their dreams and have magical moments. Quinn Hughes in overtime against Sweden in the quarterfinals. And his brother, a few teeth down, bloodied, undeterred. The U.S. hockey brotherhood defied by Jack Hughes. The winning goal that will be remembered forever and set the chants of USA resonating through this building. And that team, that group, who knew how good the Canadian team was, who've gone up against these guys every night in the National Hockey League, know what they've done. They've laid a marker down for hockey in America. And Connor Hellebuyck, with a save of a lifetime. If Connor Hellebuyck has a fireplace, and there's a mantle to hang a picture over, that is it. And that picture will last forever for goalies in America for that save. And he should be the one carrying the flag, because he carried the team in this gold medal game. The memory of Johnny Gaudreau touches all. And was not far. His jersey hung in that locker room every game of this Olympics. All 6 wins for the U.S. it's proudly displayed like the flag. And 46 years ago today, Mike Iruzioni called everybody up on that small platform for that moment in Lake Placid to be joined together in celebration of American gold. 46 years to the day, the U.S. together. Arm in arm, listening to the star-spangled banner with American pride. From Milan, Italy, bringing a nation together in the name of sport, and spirit, and success. United States, 2. Canada, 1, in overtime. The U.S. wins the gold medal. Tirico's heartfelt message was greeted with strong approval online. Mike Tirico is by far the best play-by-play man in the business. Great on Sunday night football games, one user wrote. Tirico is simply the best. Perfect balance of remaining professional and letting those patriotic emotions come through, wrote another. Even as a grown man, this tugged at my heartstrings and made me feel like a kid, thanks Mike.